The Nantucket Inn by Pamela M. Kelly. Read for you by Carissa Vacker. Chapter 1. The money was running out. Lisa Hodges sighed as she sat at her kitchen island and looked over the month-to-date transactions in her checking account. How did it disappear so quickly? She couldn't remember the last time she'd bought herself new clothes, and she'd cut way back on going out to dinner with friends. But living on Nantucket was expensive, especially now that her husband Brian was gone. Food, cable, insurance, it all added up too fast. They'd been married for just over 33 years when Brian learned he had stage 4 colon cancer. 6 months later, he was gone. That was almost a year and a half ago, and when she'd finally been able to push aside her grief long enough to look at the bills, she'd been shocked at the state of their bank account. Brian had always handled all the financial matters in their relationship. He earned the money, managed the banking accounts, and paid the bills. She had access to their main checking account, of course, and knew there was always plenty of money in it for their day-to-day expenses. She also knew they had a healthy savings account that Brian regularly contributed to. They'd always lived a comfortable lifestyle. Not extravagant, but there was always money for one or two vacations a year, college for the kids, and dinners out a few times a month. And she'd assumed there was still a life insurance policy. She knew that at one time there were $1 million policies on both of them. Brian earned his living as a financial planner, and she'd always deferred to whatever he suggested, as she'd never been good with numbers. Lisa had been an English major in college and an elementary school teacher until she had the twins, and then Brian pointed out that the math didn't add up for her to go back to work. They would pay as much in daycare for Kate and Kristen as she'd earned teaching. So the decision was made for her to stay home with their children. And she'd loved doing it. In the next few years, they had two more children, Abby and Chase. Brian's only vice was that he was a bit of a gambler. He'd loved to go off island with his buddies to visit the Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun casinos. And he and his friends always had poker nights the first Saturday of every month. She'd always assumed they played for small amounts and that it was all in good fun. It wasn't until Brian was gone and she dug more deeply into their finances that she discovered he actually had a serious gambling addiction. Brian had stopped paying the premiums on their life insurance policy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?